Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello, good evening. It's another Deserted Island Disc here live on a Wednesday night in mixed Sheffield in terms of the weather. It's been it's sunny and rainy. It's sunny right now and warm in our studio. So Deserted Island Disc, what we do is every week we have a guest on who was born in Ireland and now lives in the Sheffield, South Yorkshire area. Tonight I've got a real treat for me and you. We've got Rowan Piggott in tonight. Hello, Rowan. How are you doing?
Hi, yeah, really well, thanks.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show. So usually we have people talking about their life and they pick songs just kind of from Spotify. But tonight we've got the treat of listening to you. So Rowan's an amazing musician. And he's brought his fiddle in and he's got a lovely, lovely voice that we're going to hear a bit later on. And he's also got some tracks for us that he's wrote that are on Spotify. So if anyone wants to check Rowan out, his Spotify and other places, I suppose, Rowan, to listen to your music.
Yeah, yeah. All of the usual places.
Outlets, yes, yes. Outlets. So, as I say, it's about people that were born in Ireland. Let's go back to the beginning, Rowan, and talk about where you was born and your kind of earliest memories.
Yeah, so I grew up in a village called Kinvara. That's where I went to school anyway. I actually grew up just outside Kinvara. There's a little townland called Mount Scribe. Yeah. I just grew up surrounded by music. Both my parents were traditional Irish musicians.
Yeah.
The village was full of music at the time. It's just south of Galway Bay. Right. On the Galway Clare border.
So. Okay, beautiful part of the world. I don't think I've been down there. I've been to Galway many times, but not as far as Clare. But so, did your parents meet playing music? Is that how they met? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So my mum, she's actually English, but she plays Irish fiddle, and she was over there hitchhiking round and playing music in pubs, and she met my dad, and they fell in love and had me, and then. Yeah, the rest is history.
That does sound romantic. It sounds like a film. A nice soundtrack, yes. So is your mum of Irish heritage at all, or
So she's got Irish connections as well. Can't remember on her dad's side.
So, right, yeah. So she had that, I suppose, feel for Irish music there and thought, I'm off and going to look at it firsthand. And then she met your dad, that's it. It's good. So, what kind of town was it? How big? It must be kind of small place, is it? The Kinvara?
Yeah, Kinvara is pretty small. Kind of just had one shop at the time, and one school, one church, and
pub.
About seven or eight pubs. it was full of pubs, and the pubs were full of music. There were sessions every night at that time. So,
do you remember that time? Like even kind of in your your childhood when you were like, I don't know, 6-7 years old, you was amongst that music in the pubs and sessions.
So at that time there were no rules really. Especially out in the wilds on the west of Ireland.
We should say, we've not said how old you are, have we, actually? So you were born in 1993, so this is I suppose the early 2000s, around that time, or in the late 90s you were.
I think, well, basically from when I was a baby actually. I was taken to sessions because both mum and dad were playing. I remember I used to be sat, I can remember being about 3 or 4 and being sat under the table with some Lego just playing away, and there'd be music going on all around me.
Sounds lovely, yeah. So the whole community was your babysitter, wasn't it?
That's right.
Nice, and it turned out all right, didn't it? So should we play your first choice? So what your first choice is Old Mount Scribe, which you said is kind of the part of your area. Just want to tell us a bit about the song. It's a song you wrote.
So it's a song I wrote about the place I grew up. Mount Scribe is kind of really special to me. At the time, there was kind of only one or two houses there, and there's a lot more there now. Yeah. But the house that I grew up in, my dad kind of built and thatched from a ruin. And Mount Scribe is actually like an anglicization of an Irish townland name, Muina Scribe, which is kind of like scrubland that's been scribed by animal tracks.
Okay.
So I kind of tried to get some of the poetry of that into the song.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I put with it a tune by Paddy Fahey, one of the great composers from Galway.
Okay, let's play that. So it's Old Mount Scribe and Fahey's. Yeah, Fahey's. Yeah, lovely.
The sheep that roam this wilderness have wandered for an age. The hills are hewn by winding tracks like scrolls across a page. And since I left that spot, I can no time so serene describe than those childhood days I spent down in the woods of Old Mount Scribe. The smell of thatch and burning peat welcoming in the air. My father played melodeon in his old rocking chair. And bar and stone I hold so dear that no blackmail nor bribe could attempt me to forget those days I spent in Old Mount Scribe. Purple hair, the yellow gorse, the moss and the bracken green. Adorn the banks and dry stone walls along the old Pauline, where small folk wander amongst the barrows of a fairy tribe, in the secret nooks and crannies of the place known as Old Mount Scribe. Slowly sink, and I, a man, sat by my door of 20 sad things think. But in the dusk of evening, as I count my memories all, it's of my days in Old Mount Scribe most fondly I do recall.
Wonderful. Old Mount Scribe and Fahey's. That's written and performed by my guest this evening, Rowan Piggott. Thanks, Rowan. It's beautiful, that. I love that fiddle. Very joyful and lovely, bouncy fiddle.
Oh, cheers. I haven't listened to that for a while. But
So will you still play it live when you're doing gigs, yeah?
Yeah, I still sing that occasionally. If somebody asks for it, usually it's... I wrote it a long time ago now.
Is it always in there then? So if like you're able to play it, you know, if someone did ask for it, it's kind of you could play it without forgetting it.
Yeah, I think like there aren't too many. I've written some very wordy songs that I would forget some of the words to, but I think there's only four verses in that, so I'd probably get them all.
Okay, all right, well, next time I see you, I should say, so the first time I met Rowan, it was in Fagin's pub in Sheffield. We was trying to work out how long ago. It was at least 6 months ago, wasn't it? So, I don't like sharing this too widely, but I occasionally play guitar and sing myself in these establishments. But I'm not very good, and I need encouragement. And Rowan was absolutely lovely. For such a professional musician, he accompanied me on the fiddle and made me sound decent. So thank you. He's a very smiley, lovely man. That he's yeah, you could tell, very encouraging for people in session. So you say you're still playing Fagans quite regularly, and tonight after this, you're going to go and play in the Grapes.
Yeah, it's the Grapes tonight. I don't get out as much as I'd like to. I've got two small kids now, okay. So there would have been a time when I was, if I lived in Sheffield, I would have been out every night because there's sessions every night. But I get out less than I used to.
Okay, it's probably best, isn't it, with the kids? Absolutely. How old are the kids?
5 and 3.
Well, that's proper young, yes, yeah. Yes. Plenty of attention needed there. But let's get back to you then and your story and your journey from Ireland to Sheffield. So it's we're still back in, well, the Galway Clare border. And we're going to talk a bit about your dad at this point. So, yeah, I mean, you go on, tell as much as you feel about your dad.
So dad was pretty well known in Ireland and still is, really. He's a featured on an Irish postage stamp as one of the founding members of De Danann, which were one of the big Irish bands in the 70s, yeah. Along with the Bothy Band and Planxty and that. I grew up kind of touring around after him and sitting on the edge of the stage and learning all the tunes and almost didn't have a chance to not be a musician, if you know what I mean.
So your dad's instrument is not the fiddle, though, is it?
No. So he used to play banjo mainly with De Danann, and then he had an accident with his finger when they were on tour in the States, and he ended up reverting to the instrument that he played as a child, which was the melodeon, like button accordion.
So, I mean, that's a big switch, but it was nice, I suppose, that he was able to do that. Is that talent to do that? But also, obviously, the band stuck by him and helped him through. Yeah. So he was how far did you go with kind of watching your dad? Did you go abroad or just around Ireland? Are you?
Yeah, we went abroad a few times. So I remember going down to Spain. I remember being a little kid and seeing a fountain for the first time. We didn't have fountains on the west coast of Ireland.
Right.
I remember seeing a fountain in this Spanish square and looking up and going, look, jumping water. I couldn't believe it. I made it out as far as Alaska. There's an Irish music festival out in Anchorage, or they used to be, called Galway Days. And yeah. So I remember going out there, seeing some moose.
Yeah, amazing. Then. And it's lovely to do that with your mum and dad, I suppose. Your mum would be... I suppose when it's the festival, would your mum still be playing sessions and stuff as well? Yeah,
So mum would have taken me to sessions for as long as I could bear it, and then, you know, taking me out on bike rides and stuff. So.
Yeah, amazing. So probably time for your next song. So again, do you want to tell us a bit about it? So it's that Planxty Fae, The Green Fields of Woodford.
Yeah, so these are two tunes that I play with my dad. And the first one is actually a tune that he wrote. I briefly mentioned Paddy Fahey, who is a brilliant Irish composer who dad knew. And he died a few years ago at the grand age of 101.
Way.
But he, dad wrote this tune for him. It's called Planxty Fahey.
Wonderful.
Deep that roam this wilderness have wandered for an age. The hills are... Thank you.
Plankston Fae and the Green Fields of Woodford. So that was Rowan and Charlie Piggott, wasn't it? That's, so your dad was playing on that with you.
Yeah.
It must be wonderful to do that with your dad.
Yeah, it's really nice. He's just moved over with us to Sheffield, so I'm playing a lot more with him now, which is great.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely come on to that later on. But yeah, no, I met your dad last time in Fagans, and he was just a lovely, welcoming person again. So you probably get that from your dad, I imagine, because you're both like just kind of smiling and like encouraging for people there. So it's great to see. And you were saying that tune kind of sums up your dad's playing as kind of a good reflection of what he does.
Yeah, he loves a laid back jig, and he loves marches from his family were from Dingle, so he has a lot of kind of polkas and marches from back that way in Kerry.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing from your child, isn't it? You was telling me earlier, it sounds amazing. What was it when you used to go down to Kerry?
Yeah, so a lot of the family were involved in the John Street Wren, which is a kind of fife and drum marching band that play tunes on Wren Day, the day after Christmas, St. Stephen's Day. They march through the streets dressed in straws, playing on tin whistles and side drums. And there's a whole kind of repertoire of tunes from back that way that are, kind of very special to me as well.
Are they quite distinctive to that area then?
Yeah.
Because, and again, we'll come on later on, but I'll wander off, because I was kind of, you've kind of taken on like fiddle playing kind of across in lots of different places. I saw you was doing like Swedish, or looking at Swedish fiddle playing as well. So there must be lots of differences in the different areas where fiddle's played, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm kind of a big geek about playing style. I've just done a master's in kind of groove and musical accent. I'm fascinated with the fiddle styles wherever I end up traveling, and I travel to Sweden every summer for a while on tour. So,
and how far does the fiddle go? I'm kind of interested. So where is the fiddle played in the world, like where?
The furthest tradition that I play is probably like old time music from the Appalachians in the States. That kind of fiddle and banjo kind of American, the precursor to bluegrass, if you like. But I mean, fiddle's played all around the world. Like, you can go to Australia and find fiddle tunes and
Okay, but so the where are we up to in your life? So we were saying that kind of keen-eared listeners might think that your accent's not entirely Galway. so I suppose, do you want to explain a bit kind of about you, what happened there, and you moved to England when you were 11, yeah?
Yeah. So I moved over with my mum. My mum was originally English, and I moved over to Sussex, and I went to secondary school over here. I suppose like my voice hadn't broken yet, so I had a very high Irish accent, and then my voice broke quite badly, maybe because I was singing the whole time or something. Dropped from this very high voice to, I had to kind of relearn how to talk, if you like. So,
okay.
And then I don't know, you could call it the musical ear or whatever, but I ended up fitting in with whoever
around,
I was around.
The people around you, That'd help as well. So yeah. So and how was that? That, I mean, that transition must have been, I mean, I imagine it'd be difficult for anyone, but like, it's a big change from a small town in Ireland to, I suppose, moving to England. So how was the transition?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just thought it was normal at the time. I think my parents kind of prepared me for it and stuff, so it wasn't too bad. I remember it was like the millennium just before as well, and everyone was talking about the Millennium Dome, so I was really excited to go to England and do you know,
it's probably a good time to come, wasn't it? If it was at that time, there's lots going on, and you're in the middle of all things happening there.
I was kind of lucky in that my mum moved to Brighton, and there's a massive Irish diaspora there. So I carried on going to Irish sessions and hearing the music.
Oh, Brighton's great place to be, is it? Particularly probably in your teenage years and you're kind of first going out, and it's a good place to be, isn't it? So it's probably time for you to do us a song. We've teased the audience enough, so we're here on Deserted Island Disc. So Roman's going to do us a song. Do you want to just introduce what song it is and then crack on in your own time?
Yeah, sure. So I thought I might sing this. It's called When All the World Was Young. And it was a song that was put together by Kathleen Behan, who is the mother of Brendan Behan and the Behans. She put it together from the words of two English poets, Charles Kingsley and W.H. Auden. Yeah. And she took these two fragments of poetry and she put it to this lovely old Irish air. So for me, it's like a nice synthesis of
England
and Ireland. Yeah,
nice.
Young lads and all the leaves were green, and every goose a swan, lads, and every lass a queen. Then hay for boot and horse, lads, and round the world away. Young blood must have its course, lads, and every dog is day. Through my heart is laden for gold and friends I had, for many a rose-lipped maiden and many a light-foot lad, by brooks too broad for leaping the light-foot lads allay. The rose-lipped girls lie sleeping in fields where roses fade. All the world is old, lads, and all the leaves are brown, and those great high hopes are cherished, lad, come trembling, tumbling down. Creep home and take your place there, the spent and maimed among. I pray you find one face there you loved when all was young.
Wow, amazing. Honestly, fantastic. Thank you for doing that. Absolute joy. I'm nearly speechless. Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. That's Roman Piggott live in the studio here on Sheffield Live. And hopefully we'll get at least one or two more songs out of you before the hour's up. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you. Where can people catch you playing live? Any gigs coming up?
Yeah, so we're just about to play the last festival of the summer, which was Bromyard Folk Festival, which is down in Herefordshire.
Right.
That'll be next weekend. I play with a trio with my wife and our good friend Philippe Barnes, a great flute player and guitarist. And the trio is called The Wilderness Yet, So yeah, we tour around quite a lot. We've got lots of gigs coming up in October, and then lots of Christmas ones in December. So a busy year.
Very good. Yeah, and you fit other things in between. So you were saying you play like Kayleigh's, and you're going to play with your dad as a gig as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've put a few gigs in, me and dad together next year in March, and we're hoping to do a little recording before then.
Oh, great. So something to put out again on Spotify or whatever. So you've got your social medias, and you use it, Facebook and,
Facebook and Instagram. Instagram. And, all the usual places.
Yeah, so you can catch Rowan there. Great. So you mentioned your wife. So should we talk a bit about kind of how you met and what happened there?
Yeah, so I'm very lucky to be married to a brilliant singer, Rosie Hodgson. And we actually met playing a Kayleigh. She was calling, and I think the other people in the band said, "Oh, can you pick Rowan up? He's, you know, closer to you than anyone else." I wasn't driving, and so Rosie
picked me up. That was
lucky. It was lucky. And Rosie picked me up and drove me, I think, from Brighton to Bristol. So it was quite a big hoof. We had a few hours to kind of get to know each other, and we spent the whole time singing different versions of the same songs at each other and trying to figure out what songs we knew. We've kind of never looked back. So we have two small kids now.
So you've been together. How long have you been together?
Been together about 10 or 11 years
now. Okay, great, great stuff. And a couple of kids, obviously, growing up in Sheffield now, So are they born in Sheffield?
Born in Sheffield. In the Jessup Wing.
We might as well play your next choice. I mean, that would fit well, I think. So you've picked The Snows They Melt, and Rosie's singing it, isn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, so this is from her very first EP. She might shoot me for playing this one, but I love it still.
Oh, the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. The corn, it ripens fastest when the frosts are settling in. And when the young man tells me that my face he'll soon forget, for all my pride I'll tell him now, he'll be fain to follow yet. Oh, the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. The swallow swoops without a care as long as it is spring. But when spring goes and winter blows, my love, then you'll be fain for all your pride to follow me across the raging main. Oh, the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing. The bee that flew when summer shone in winter cannot sting. I've seen the young man's anger melt between the night and the morn, so it cannot be a harder thing to melt the young man's scorn. Oh, do not bid me farewell, hear no farewell I'll receive. For you will lay with me tonight, then kiss and take your leave. And I'll sit here till the murcock calls, or the martlet takes the wing. For the snows, they melt the soonest when the winds begin to sing.
Beautiful, that's wonderful. Yes, I really like that. I'm going to listen to more of Rosie. Thanks for introducing me to her, yes. And she plays, obviously, with you and sings, yeah.
We're together in this trio, The Wilderness, which I might play a track in a while from our new album, just to...
Yeah, might as well. Might as well get it out there, yeah. So no, it's a wonderful night tonight. So it's Deserted Island Discs live on Sheffield Live. So each week I have a guest who's born in Ireland and now living in the South Yorkshire region. The next month or so, I've got filled with guests. It's going to be great. We get more and more people getting to know about the show and more people coming to me and recommending people. But there's room for more. So if you know anyone that fits the bill of being born in Ireland, living in South Yorkshire and wants to come and tell their life story through music, then they're more than welcome to get in touch with the show. We've got Deserted Island Discs, as in Ireland is spelt like the country, at gmail.com if you want to get in touch. So yeah, back to my guest tonight. So it's Rowan Piggott, who's been amazing already with his songs, his stories and his song choices. So we're going to talk a bit about kind of your life now in Sheffield and what you're up to. So you're telling us a couple of things you're doing as well as the music.
Yeah, so I work for a brilliant community music organisation called Soundpost, which is kind of like a folk music organisation. We teach adults and kids folk tunes and songs and dance and all sorts of other stuff. We've got branches of it that go into local primary and secondary schools. And then we've got like evening classes for adults, both in singing and in actually my wife Rosie runs the singers, the adult singers. And it's all starting up again this week coming. So
okay, everyone's out there. It's like the school term again, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you're out there and you want to start folk singing and you want a nice friendly place to start, or you want to start playing an instrument, look up Soundpost.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No, I might do that myself. Where so we should just go on a website and then it'll show kind of where you're doing it. Do you know where the sessions are taking place?
Yeah, so a lot of the stuff takes place up in Hillsborough.
Yeah.
But then I think the singers are upstairs in Shakespeare's.
Towards Kelham Island. Yeah, yeah, great. So, that sounds good. I fancy that one in the pub. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So, and then your other project, you're saying with the university as well?
Yeah, so I also work for a research project called Access Folk, which is run by Faye Heald, who's a great folk singer herself. It's a really, really great project, and it kind of tries to break down the barriers that people feel there are around folk music. I think people quite often feel like they don't know how to join in, or they're not allowed to join in, or there's some kind of etiquette they don't know about, and we're kind of working to get rid of that and to make the scene a friendlier place.
That's good. How did that start? How did that come about?
Well, it was all Faye's idea. She kind of applied for funding to do it and has designed all the research and all the methods. And it's all participatory research, so it includes all of the people on the folk scene and everyone can kind of feed into it.
Okay. Good. So, and then do you know Faye before that? Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. So, she actually put out a advert for a designer for the project, and I said, "Oh, yeah, I can knock up a few bits." I'm used to doing a lot of music design stuff for people, other musicians' websites and stuff. She got me in.
Oh, yeah. And once you're in, you're in.
Exactly. Yeah. I got hooked.
Okay. I think it's time for another song. So you're going to play another live song for us now.
Yeah. I thought I might play a couple of tunes. I mentioned my family connection to Dingle a little while ago and the Wren tunes. And I thought actually it'd be really nice to play a couple of Wren tunes. Quite unusual. So, these are two. The first one is kind of slide, I suppose, and it's actually called Humpty Dumpty.
Okay.
And you'll hear why it's called Humpty Dumpty. You could probably sing the nursery rhyme to it. But it's a lovely slide. And then the second tune is an old pipe march, and it's called Old Comrades. Thank you.
Thank you. Great stuff. So that's Rowan Piggott playing live here in Sheffield Live Studios. Fantastic. Thank you, Rowan.
Thanks so much. Two wrenchings for you.
Yes. So it's Humpty Dumpty and the...
Old Comrades.
Old Comrades, yes, yes. Fantastic. I mean, I did. Yeah, they still sound Irish, at least, aren't they? Yeah, but I suppose for the trained ear, you can tell the difference between the different parts of Ireland and what kind of styles would be there, yeah.
Yeah, so there's loads of different forms in the music. So you would have heard of, like, jigs and reels.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, a ton of other forms. There's hornpipes and marches, different kinds of marches. That one was kind of more of a jig time, but still a march in its kind of emphasis.
Yeah. So I suppose there's not a lot of marching fiddle playing, is there? I wouldn't recognise it. Or is there? I don't know.
Yeah, no. I think, like, a lot of fiddle players play marches because they learn them off pipers or off, you know, fifers or...
People that do march,
yeah. But you wouldn't find a fiddle player in a marching band, really, I don't think.
No, yes. I got you. Okay. Just march is the name. They're not actually marching. Makes sense. when did you first start playing kind of live in sessions yourself? At what age?
I think, like, sessions obviously much earlier than performing gigs or anything. I kind of had... Like, I would have started really early. I started playing the fiddle when I was 6, and I think around then, when I'd learnt my first tune or whatever, my mum and dad said, oh, you should start that in the session, like, and everybody will play.
Yeah.
So I, you know, would have only played one tune then, but it was probably as early as I played. And then I had a bit of a rebellion in my early teens, and I didn't want to hear traditional music ever again.
Yes.
And I, you know, got into all kinds of other music.
Like what?
I got into playing jazz on the piano. That was one thing. And you know, got into listening to rock and pop and whatever was the thing at the time. And but then I came back to it kind of late teens when I was 16, 17. I suddenly realised what a gift I'd been given, and I knew thousands of tunes, and I could sit in with anyone in any pub anywhere in the world and have tunes, and it was great.
Yeah.
And so I really, like, went back at it with earnest around then. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's quite mature for a 16, 17-year-old to do. I mean, I suppose some people will just miss the boat and find other things to do at that point. So, no, it's good you did it at that age. And good for us you did it at that age. Yeah, that was good. So you were playing... I suppose more than 16, 17. Did you go to university or play there?
Yeah, I did. I did 1 year at Trinity College of Music in London.
Right.
And I did singing and piano. I didn't do fiddle at all. But the whole time I was there, I was going to sessions in the evening in London with my fiddle. So, and then I basically did 1 year. And then I got offered to go on tour, and I went on tour with a singer called Georgia Lewis, and I played in her band for a while.
Playing fiddle.
And then I met Rosie, and we toured as a duo before becoming the trio we are now.
So you left college, uni, didn't need to do it anymore, did you?
I think I got a lot out of that year, and I did a diploma or whatever, so I had something to show on a bit of paper, but I didn't need, I was doing that course because I wanted to play music professionally, and then I was offered to play music professionally.
So it was like, great, move on. That's the aim, isn't it? The dream, I suppose, that you can do that, and you're still doing it now. Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mix, you know, it's a mixed job. I wouldn't say that I make all my money off gigs. I do a bit of teaching, like private fiddle teaching. I do the odd thing here and there that is music related. So I do a lot of recording, actually. Studio work and whatever anybody wants to throw money at me for.
Quite right. So should we do your next song? So you've chosen The Goose and The Common.
Yeah, so about this? Yeah. This is a harmony song from our new, from the Wilderness Yet's new album. We did this album totally all harmony singing. We put our instruments down. We just put an album out. It's called Westland Winds. And every track on there is harmony song. And this one, The Goose on the Common, it's like a really old protest rhyme, a few hundred years old, protesting against enclosures and rich people taking everything.
Yes.
And we wrote a new tune for it because, yeah, we couldn't find one we gelled with. So this is our version of The Goose on the Common.
They hang the man and flog the woman who steals the goose from off the common, but leave the greater villain loose who steals the common from off the goose. The law demands that we atone when we take things we do not own, but leaves the lords and ladies fine who take things that are yours and mine, who take things that are yours and mine. The poor and wretched don't escape if they conspire the law to break. This must be so, but they endure those who conspire to make the law. The law demands that we atone when we take things we do not own, but leaves the lords and ladies fine who take things that are yours and mine, who take things that are yours and mine. The law locks up the man or woman who steals a goose from off the common, and geese will steal a common lack until they go and steal it back. The law demands that we atone when we take things we do not own, but leaves the lords and ladies fine who take things that are yours and mine. The law demands that we atone when we take things we do not own, but leaves the lords and ladies fine who take things that are yours and mine, who take things that to yours and mine, who take things that are yours and mine.
Wow, such talent, isn't it, to pull that off as the three of you there. Sorry about that. So there's the three of you there that yeah, just harmonising beautifully, and that's the whole album, is it, that theme?
Yeah, so yeah, it's all harmony singing like that. There's one track where we lilt some tunes.
Okay.
Because every album up to that one, we've always included like a tune set where we don't sing at all and we just play tunes. And I sort of said, well, why don't we still put a tune set on the harmony album? It'd be nice, like different, a break in the middle of the album.
Yeah.
And Rosie said, yeah, but why don't we sing the tunes and we'll like lilt them? So we did it, and I'm really pleased with it. It's great.
Is there any chance you could do what a lilt is at this point?
Yeah, so if you lilt a tune, it's kind of it's quite often used to pass on tunes, or you'd hear people doing it in sessions. If they, you know, oh, do you know that one? It's just a way of
explaining
singing the rhythm, rhythm of the tune. Yeah.
And it's back out there being quite popular. There's those these women in Ireland, isn't it, that have kind of made it quite big on social media and stuff anyway, and they're gigging quite big just doing their lilts. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's brilliant.
It's good. So back to you then. So your current life, we were talking about your dad, and so your dad's moved to Sheffield now, yeah? Just how's that for you?
Yeah, it's really great. It's good to be back playing music again, and we're talking about doing another duo record together. We made one a few years ago. We did a small tour on the west coast of Ireland over the Burren in County Clare, and we played kind of 6 or 7 gigs in a week. And all of the tunes that we played on that tour, we sat down afterwards and we recorded them, and we called it The Trip We Took Over the Mountain, which is an old tune that we played, but it's also, you know,
true
yeah and it was kind of thrown together, but kind of proud listening back on it. And yeah, we're talking about doing another duet recording and maybe bring it out in March next year. We've got a few gigs lined up already.
So new songs that you write, or new songs that you just kind of find and do together? Or?
A lot of them are actually old tunes that we already play together.
Yeah.
But that we've never recorded or put down. Dad's kind of well known for knowing a lot of very unusual tunes that nobody else has, that he's kind of learnt from a lot of the older players. So yeah, we're going to put down some nice unusual tunes, keep them alive, and hopefully other people will pick them up then.
That's lovely, isn't it? So your dad's, he's about 78, late 70s, your dad?
Yeah, 77, yeah.
And as I say, he's still playing in, I've seen him in Fagans a few weeks ago playing, and he's still a great player and yeah, really welcoming. But just going back to that history, I suppose. So the Danann, have I said it right? Yeah, they were kind of formed out of a session back in Galway, was it?
Yeah, in Spiddle, yeah.
In the 70s, and I suppose that's, it's amazing really, just kind of people playing in a pub together can be so big where they're kind of playing, you know, big stages and stuff. And it's a great tradition. And the
really lovely thing there as well is one of the founding members, so it's kind of like put together by Alec Finn, who was actually from Rotherham, just up the road here. And he played bouzouki, and he invited my dad and Frankie Gavin, the fiddle player, along to that, and made that band happen with Johnny McDonough as well.
So there's a Rotherham fella, was he living over in... he'd moved over there, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, right, amazing.
So yeah, he was... it's kind of nice... that dad has now moved over here, and it's kind of like,
Would, has the Rotherham fella come and met you over here, or is he?
Unfortunately, Alec passed away a few years ago.
Sorry. So, we are running out of time. I just keep looking at the clock, and time's flying by. So we better play the last song that you've chosen, which is The Carol of the Flood, and then hopefully we'll have a bit of time for you to sing a song for us live as well. So The Carol of the Flood... it's another Wilderness Yet track. Anything you want to say about this one?
So this is a song that I take the lead on. It's a song that I wrote when we first moved to Sheffield about 6 years ago. I was actually asked to write I was kind of commissioned to write this song about the Sheffield waterways, and it featured in an exhibition in Western Park Museum for a while. There was a video of me singing it there, which was nice. But yeah, this is all about the rivers and the wildlife and all the nature that can be found all around the edge of the city and creeping into the middle.
Okay, The Carol of the Flood.
To Parkhurst Bridge, the river springs her source. Through broken town, past old Crockbourne, she runs her crooked course. A streamlet surge in chorus merge the wilds of stone and mud. Each beck and burn in whirlpools churn the carol of the flood. The river flows from moor and peak, trickle, torrent, rill and creek. No manor roof wrought upon the fish and fowl, her waters gone. Down sleeping hill through forge and mill, her waters drive the wheel of nature's sloth and mankind's growth. The city made of steel, this city's tale has left its trail in weir and dam's release. Each passing dale, each oaky vale holds reservoirs of peace. The river flows from moor and peak, in trickle, torrent, rill and creek. No manor root is wrought upon the fish and fowl, the waters gone. When nightjars chirr and barnards stir, her water foams and froths. They're screeched and drown as they swoop down, where like plays lute string moths. this rush of life with wildness rife, fed from the fair thorn flow. And riveling trout swim riffles out into the pools below. The river flows from moor and pea, trickle, torrent, rill and green. The manor root is rolled upon the fish and fowl, her waters dawn. Where herons wheel and fill their creel, a maze of claw and brine, they read the scroll of dry stone wall, cross meadow, moor and mire. As creatures tread the paths we've shared and swim the routes we shun, the managed flood their river blood unwittingly has won. The river flows from moor and pea, in trickle, torrent, rill and green. No manor root is wrought upon fish and fowl, her waters dawn. The river flows from moor and pea, trickle, torrent, rill and creek. No manor root is wrought upon the fish and fowl, her waters dawn. The fish and fowl, her waters dawn.
Magic. That's The Carol of the Flood, written by my guest, Rowan Piggott, who, you were commissioned to do that. Who commissioned you to do it again? Sorry.
So it was actually a Soundpost, but before I worked for them.
Oh, okay. Right, well, that's the best way to do it, so they get to know you and say, yeah, we want you working for us now. Yeah.
Great
song. And so fitting. Fits with his show, doesn't it, about kind of the journey. So the Deserted Island is... people are born in Ireland, now live in Sheffield, and Rowan's written a beautiful song about Sheffield, which is fantastic. So we are running out of time, so we haven't got long left really, but you're going to play you describe your final song is for us.
I think I might just finish with it's an unaccompanied song that I actually put together to finish sessions. I sing it at the end of sessions sometimes. In place of the parting glass. I got tired of singing the parting glass.
And people know the parting glass. I've had that quite a few times as, when people come on and pick songs. I've had the parting glass a few times.
Oh, it's a lovely song, but you don't want to over-sing it, do you? So. So, this is actually, it's a traditional Swedish, emigrant song.
Okay.
But I wrote the words, so, I'm not going to sing it to you in Swedish. This is a closer for you anyway.
Okay.
Tonight I must journey to a far-off land, one from whence I may never return. Farewell, you fine fellows, may you understand that my heart will for you ever yearn. As the ship leaves the shore, I will weep the more for the friends and the lovers I've left before. But it's you who are here, who I'll hold most dear when I'm standing alone at the stern. When out across the water rings a clear ahoy, and a coastline appears at the prow, I'll think on this night and be filled with joy. For the songs that I sing with you now, it'll always bring cheer, these tunes to hear. It'll lighten my heart and will turn my ear when I hear them sung in a foreign tongue, and I'm standing alone at the bow.
Lovely, lovely, Rowan. Thank you. So that's Rowan Piggott, who's been my guest on Deserted Island Days. Thanks so much, Rowan. We've just got a minute just to end the show. just to say we're both going to go to the Grapes tonight, and I'm going to have the joy of listening to Rowan and other musicians. Who else is doing a session tonight, Rowan?
I know Sam Proctor and Dave Kosky, my dad, Charlie Piggott, and a few others coming down, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I mean, because you're not Sheffield born and bred, are you? So to have that kind of community of friends, really, aren't it, kind of through music is something that's so special. And I think you said that Sheffield itself is full of these kind of musicians in place, that more than most places. So I'm from Manchester, and I'm certain there's not the kind of same kind of folk vibe in Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Irish sessions in Manchester, but yeah, I would say Sheffield's definitely the folk capital of the UK.
Yeah, it is. And that's witnessed when you go to like Whitby Festival, which has just been, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah. I was playing there, yeah.
And it was kind of a big Sheffield contingent there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was great to see everyone away from home.
So great. Thanks so much. Thanks everyone for listening. And we'll see you next week on Deserted Island Disc. Thanks. What side it was.